This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. A secretive John Doe investigation has reportedly been opened into a variety of allegations involving state government. The Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel's Dan Bice broke the story yesterday, citing several sources reportedly familiar with the probe. The news comes 7 months after the closure of another John Doe investigation that resulted in six people, including three aides to Scott Walker, being convicted of criminal charges. Dan Bice is a reporter who writes the No Quarter blog at the Journal Sentinel, and he's with us in the studio to tell us more. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with a timeline issue, if we could. I'm tempted to refer to this as a new John Doe investigation, but you report it's actually been open for some time, right?
It has. Some people are calling it Son of Doe, but I'm referring to it as John Doe too. But yeah, very few people knew that actually during the recall elections, there were two John Doe investigations going on. But it appears that there's a lot of activity going on in the past month with this one, and I think that's why it's getting so much attention. But you're right. This one was initiated in February of 2012, and the first John Doe 1, was started in May of 2010 and ran until March of this year.
Well, and so what have you learned about the scope of John Doe 2, if you will, where it's taking place and the nature of the issues being looked at?
It was initiated by prosecutors in Milwaukee County. They turned up a number of issues in John Doe 1 that they didn't want to deal with there. And there also have been issues raised about the recall election. So it started in Milwaukee County, but it's now spread to at least five other counties. Much of the activity right now is taking place in Dane County. And as it spread and became a larger investigation, they brought on a special prosecutor to help them with this case.
Well, and you said initially it was ongoing in Milwaukee County,
right.
And could it have been wrapped up in the first John Doe investigation?
You know, the first John Doe investigation focused primarily on staffers to Scott Walker when he was Milwaukee County executive. As I understand it, everything in this investigation comes and has to do with events that took place after the 2010 election. So there's a definite distinction in their minds between the two. So I think everything that they investigated in John Doe 1, they dealt with, closed it in March, and now they're on to other issues. And, you know, the thing is with John Doe investigations, and these are like federal grand juries where they can collect evidence in secret, they can compel testimony in secret, and they can do search warrants in secret. And the thing is that, you know, with this new one, they're focusing on things that have taken place since the 2010 election.
What can you tell us about who is leading this particular investigation and the judge that's overseeing it?
The judges in Milwaukee County, they've been relying on two different judges, Judge Nettesheim, who oversaw John Doe 1, and right now it's Judge Kluka, who is a former Kenosha County judge. And the special prosecutor is a guy named Fran Schmitz, who was an assistant U.S. attorney here for a long time, almost 30 years. He was a finalist in 2001 to be the U.S. attorney, along with Steve Biskupic. And George Bush eventually nominated Biskupic, so he was the runner-up for that position. He's someone who's got impeccable credentials. I've never heard very many people – actually, I don't think I've heard anyone criticize him. He's very much a straight shooter. And, you know, this is probably an attempt to avoid the criticism that came in the John Doe 1, where – John Chisholm, the DA in Milwaukee County, is a Democrat, and he's investigating a Republican governor. In this case, I don't know Fran Schmitz's affiliations, but he was a finalist for the U.S. attorney's job under a Republican president.
Have you learned who might be under scrutiny here?
I've heard names, and I haven't run some of those names out there because I don't know the strength of the charges. And, you know, it could be a potentially damaging thing to put someone's name out there without knowing what exactly they might have against them. I did the same thing in John Doe 1 when one of Walker's aides, Kelly Reinfleiss, was about to be charged. I wrote a column saying that one of his aides would be charged tomorrow or the next day, but I decided not to do it. I would describe her in general. And I've heard that there's at least one legislative leader who's been getting a lot of scrutiny, and that there's a lot of attention being paid to the governor's recall election. I can tell you, I talked with Scott Walker, Governor Scott Walker, at a press event today, and one of our reporters talked to the leaders of the Assembly and the Senate to ask their reactions. And they had interesting reactions to the John Doe.
Well, and what kind of reactions have you gotten?
Well, Robin Voss, the Assembly Speaker, said he's heard rumors of the investigation, but he knew nothing about it directly. Scott Fitzgerald, who did have a recall election, declined comment, wouldn't say anything. He was asked if he's been asked to appear before the John Doe or if he's had any records seized or anything. He declined to say whether that's happened. And the governor has implied that the fact that this is coming out now is political. And I asked him directly if he, his lawyers, his campaign staff, or his state house staff had been contacted by anyone in the John Doe. And he ducked the question. He said he didn't want to be distracted by that. So I asked him if he or his attorneys had been contacted. And again, he refused to answer that question.
Have you heard from Democrats about this?
I talked to Tom Barrett's campaign, I mean, to his chief of staff. They knew nothing about this. So, but as I said, it's gone to five different counties. And so I don't know everybody, you know, that they're looking at and targeting. But, you know, these things are like black boxes. We're not sure what's actually in them until the prosecutors decide to open it up. And the things go in so many different directions. They start one place. And with John Doe 1, they start with, you know, looking at political things, and they end up bringing charges against somebody for child pornography and a number of things like that, and stealing money from a vet's fund, which no one in the public knew anything about. So who knows where these things have gone? This has been open since February of 2012, so it could have gone in a number of directions.
And to make things clear, we are not likely to know anything for certain about anything until actual charges are filed?
Well, I mean, it's an interesting thing because people get confused because it's a secret investigation. They say, well, you shouldn't be writing about this. And I've gotten emails like that today. How could you write this? The orders, secrecy orders, apply only to those who appeared directly before the judge or those who have been told not to talk. So, for instance, if your cousin has had a search warrant, you know, that they've taken out against them, you're not bound by anything. So word leaks out about some of these things. But to tell the truth, people were surprised that this John Doe hasn't been discovered until just now.
Obviously, you have not named your sources, as we would expect in the nature of reporting on something like this. But I gather there are multiple sources that have spoken with you on this.
Yeah. And to do the story for that I did for yesterday's paper, I had six people confirming the investigation, the special prosecutor and the judge who was involved. And with the people who were potential targets, I had the legislative leaders named by three different people, and the governor's race was also mentioned by three different people. So so it wasn't like, you know, I sat there, came up, was talking to a buddy and decided to go into work and do these things, because my credibility is on the line with these stories. If I write this and this isn't true, and there are a lot of people who would hope that this wasn't true. So, you know, when I post these stories, I try to make sure it's not just double checked, but triple checked and quadruple checked.
Well, it seems telling there are people that you've spoken to who have not wanted to comment, but you haven't quoted anybody as denying any of this is taking place.
No, there's no one saying this is that this isn't actually going on. The DA's office declined to talk about it. The special prosecutor I contacted multiple different ways, and I've dealt with Fran Schmitz over the years, but he chose not to respond. And you know, yeah, no one's saying that this is not going on. In fact, the main reaction has been, why did this take you so long to write about it?
Dan Bice, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Dan Bice is a watchdog reporter and writes the No Quarter blog for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He broke the story of another John Doe investigation involving possible campaign violations during the gubernatorial recall election. There is a link to that coverage from WUWM.com/lake effect. We'll take a break now and then talk about how healthcare reform is impacting the issue of dispute resolution in medicine. This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio.